Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bring him in now, Eric Baranchek of the Green Bay Press Gazette, after you heard from Aaron Rodgers there. So, Eric, we'll start with a positive. A perfect day statistically for Aaron Rodgers yesterday. Do you feel finally that this thing is now starting to fire in all cylinders, even without Devontae Adams?
Absolutely. We knew this was going to happen. Nobody, if anybody thought that they were going to roll out of here and, the first game of the season against the Bears and have that offense looking like $1 million, obviously they're either very naive or they don't have a clue what they're thinking, talking about. So we've all kind of targeted week 6, week 7, week 8 for this thing to start coming together. And I thought last week, it looked much, much better, much more crisp, much more. You could understand what they were trying to do beyond the first 15 plays of their script. And, they're cooking with gas right now. It looks really good. And not only that, but you know what? Hats off. You got a mature quarterback there that is playing mature football and doing the right things. And here's the key, in my opinion. Last year at this time of the season, was 12 healthy?
No. He was just starting to maybe get a little bit healthier, but no, he wasn't.
Right. And the year before that, he had the collarbone.
Right.
So the difference is you got a quarterback that's understanding how to stay healthy and the playing within the construction of the offense to keep him healthy and not taking such wild chances. He's playing within the offense, he's throwing the ball short when he needs to, getting the ball out of his hands, running only when he needs to, and all of those things. You throw them all together, you got yourself a quarterback that is playing mature. Your offense line is playing spectacular pass blocking wise, and you're getting a lot of multiple people to deal with. Your defensive coordinator walking against the Packers right now. I'm Kansas City Chiefs, and I'm looking at this. How am I going to stop their offense? Not quite sure where to start. You got to kind of pick your battle
right
and deal with it.
I look at this team right now and I say, okay, offensively speaking, if they're spreading the ball around, I thought last night it was a very poignant assessment when I was listening to Rodney Harrison and Tony Dungy say he's like Tom Brady. And I had to stop for a minute and I thought, wait a minute, what? And they're talking about buying into the system and just delivering the ball wherever the open man is and just trying to move the ball downfield, live to fight another day, move, pick up third downs, stuff like that. And I started to think about that, and I thought, wait a minute, that we're seeing a morphing of Aaron Rodgers, and we can't talk anymore about the relationship between him and Matt LaFleur because I think it's wonderful. So if we see Aaron Rodgers do all of this and then a defense just sustain, this team can go far. I'm still a little bit concerned about the defense, but offensively speaking, it certainly seems like things are starting to head in the right direction, and they're keeping him upright.
Well, that's the huge thing. One of the things about Tom Brady – Tom Brady never gets sacked 6 times.
Right.
And he just gets the ball up. And you're seeing the rhythm. You're seeing, in my opinion, you're seeing a mature quarterback do mature quarterback stuff and getting the ball. Last year, I don't know if it was a couple weeks ago on a Friday, I had a small explosion about how it's not the quarterback's job. I kind of regretted it when I hung up. But it's not the quarterback's job to trust somebody or gain their trust. The quarterback's job is to put the ball in the right spot at the right time, period, bottom line, end of sentence. And he's doing that. You don't hear him talking about trust and all that. Because if that was the case, would you throw Graham the ball ever again? Would you throw the ball to 81 or 83 or MVS or Geronimo Allison? Would you do those things if you didn't trust them? No, it ain't your job. Your job is to throw the ball where it's supposed to be, and it's happening. I think probably one of the plays, like last week, I thought the best play of the entire game was a throw to the flat to Jimmy Graham. It had nothing to do with getting a first down. It was giving the punter a few more extra feet so he didn't have to stand there with his heels at the goal line. I thought that was a huge play. I think there was a number of plays Where last year, I don't think that Rodgers throws those plays. And how many times are we jumping up down, screaming and hollering, why aren't we throwing to the flat when these guys are open? Because he's looking downfield. And then he's running around, and he's trying to find something down through, and then he gets drilled, and we're all standing there holding our breaths. Is this guy going to get up? So I think what you're seeing out of him, he's doing everything that's necessary to be done in order to be successful and playing within the confines of the offense.
Give me your defensive thought now, because the last couple of weeks, third down efficiency hasn't necessarily been great. In addition to that, we've seen kind of over the middle become somewhat problematic. I'm looking at, you know, some of these areas, and I'm not sitting here saying that I've got this massive concern, but you start to think, okay, who can beat them down the road? Who can beat them in the postseason, and where would they be beaten? And that might be the area that they could be beaten right now. You see some vulnerability there.
Well, yes, and there's some things here. Now, hindsight's 20/20. Mike and their sister can look at this. They're not going to face many teams that are going to run as much double and triple tight end formations as they saw in Sunday. So, you may see a good handful of it. And what they were doing, what the Raiders were doing, was keeping two and three tight ends on the field, two tight ends on a very, very high frequency. So a lot of times, if they had two tight ends on the field, that was third and a handful, one tight end would stay in and block. So now you automatically got six guys. They weren't quite max protection, but it was pretty close. So now they're taking away the edge players. And 93, or excuse me, B.J. Goodson and Martinez, neither one of those guys are exceptionally fleet of foot. So I'm an old school, you're a tight end, right? I'm an old school defensive guy. Tight end comes off the line of scrimmage, the first thing I'm going to do is smash him. Okay, the old saying used to be you put the face mask in between his numbers. Now we don't do that anymore, so you got to drill him off the line of scrimmage. And you got 5 yards to play with. And there were times where tight ends running right past the linebacker, and the linebacker didn't touch him. So I think, you know, there's some things they can make there. The other problem is, because of their formations and their personnel grouping, is the Packers were a base defense more so than probably all the other games combined yesterday. So that caused some problems when you got two linebackers, neither one of them are super fast, neither one of them got their hands even touched the tight end. You had a couple of occasions when the safeties were sleeping. So some of those things they can clean up. And I think biggest problem on defense yesterday was they didn't have an answer to that double tight end look. They had three guys with their hands on the ground, and when you're dropping 91 off into coverage, you're taking away one of the guy who's got the most production in sacks and sticking him in zone. It looks kind of like a fish out of water at times.
Right. How much did they miss Darnell Savage Jr. over the middle, do you think?
Say that again?
How much do you think they missed Darnell Savage Jr. over the middle?
Oh, I think big time. I think Redmond was late on a couple of ones, and I think he blew a couple of assignments there against the tight end. So, I think they miss him. They'll get him back. But I think the real issue, this team, you know, they got to get a little bit smarter at the linebacker position.
Real quick, before I let you go, big game coming up. We'll talk again this Friday, but coming up on Sunday night, a standalone primetime game. I circled this game and said, hey, if you win in Dallas and you win in Kansas City, you are for real. Now you're going to do it without Patrick Mahomes. So, I'm not going to apologize if they win because they beat a team that doesn't have Patrick Mahomes. So how big of a game is this on Sunday night, in your opinion?
Oh, the chance to beat Kansas City? I think that is huge.
I do too. I think it's big, even though people are poo-pooing it because Patrick Mahomes isn't there.
But that has nothing to do with it. They can still run the ball. You know, they're going to have to stop the run. And you know, the good thing is just that defense is a little bit porous. So they should have an opportunity to run away. But if anyone's ever been to Arrowhead, I'm telling you, that place is obnoxiously loud. It's not an easy place to play football if you're the opposing team. So Patrick Mahomes or not, you got to deal with that sound inside there, and it's loud, and they're going to be excited and ready to play because Patrick Mahomes isn't there. And you got to vet at quarterback. And how many times do you see this happen the first game out after the starter goes down and you got a good cagey vet? All of a sudden, he does some things that you're not ready for. So I think this is going to be a really good test for the defense, and they're going to have to come up strong. The great news is that I know you have trouble with the tight ends, but you're going to be able to match up a safety on this tight end. You're not going to be stuck in base defense all night long.
So I think that that production should probably go down a little bit. They're going to have to deal with Tyreek Hill, which is another challenge. But I think they're going to be able to get after their quarterback a little bit. So it'll be a much different look because they're not going to run two or three tight ends out there as much as we saw the Raiders do.
Always good, Eric. We'll talk again later in the week, man, okay?
Yeah, take care. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Eric Brandcheck of the Green Bay Press Gazette. You can read his stuff there. You can find him over on Twitter as well. You can find him at Eric Brandcheck 1, as a matter of fact, on Twitter. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. Don't forget right now over a Quick Trip, our friends over there remind you, the opening drive contest. You can get involved. Go get your Quick Rewards card. See the store for details. No purchase necessary. Also, don't forget today they are doing the Karuba Golds. Karuba Golds are on special over at Quick Trip. Stop in, get yourself one, especially as the weather starts to get a little bit cooler, some of the hot coffee, you're going to be good to go. That is from our friends over there at Quick Trip.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.